Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. If you've been listening closely for the past few months, I keep reiterating something. If you look at the all the statistics that the government points out for the causes of death in America, heart disease is number one, cancer is number three, I believe. Chronic kidney disease is in there. The list goes on and on. And I've been saying over and over again, because no one else is talking about this, the number one killer of Americans is insulin resistance, because all of those other conditions are splintered diseases that occur only after you become insulin resistant. And so it really could be said, without stretch of the imagination, that the number one killer of Americans today is insulin resistance. And it goes hand in hand with obesity and a myriad of other phenotypical observable things that you see in the population today. And so when we talk about these metabolic derangements, we talk about obviously high blood pressure, also poor sleep. And there is something, the medical orthodoxy, if you go into your doctor and say, and he goes, oh, you've got high blood pressure, you're type 2 diabetic, you have poor sleep, we'll give you Ambien for the sleep, we'll give you metformin for the type 2 diabetes, we're going to give you this beta blocker for your high blood pressure, and all the other things that are wrong with you. They will prescribe an individual drug for each and every one of those to mask each of those symptoms of the bigger picture, which is insulin resistance. But there is something that your doctor rarely, if ever, and I'm willing to bet never says to you when he sees you with these types of metabolic challenges. He never says, hey, are you getting enough magnesium in your diet? Let's look at magnesium on the blood work. You have to look for magnesium on the red blood cell. Let's see what your magnesium levels are, because people today are severely magnesium deficient. And this could be, if not the cause, making your underlying insulin resistance worse. They never do that. We're going to talk about it today. And I hope that we get the message across to people that before you start getting on a bunch of drugs, you should try this first. Before we do that, I want to thank our title sponsor, and that is, of course, Legendary Foods, the makers of the Tasty Pastry, less than 1 gram of sugar, 20 grams of high-quality protein. They taste amazing. You'll think you're cheating, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary to buy them today. Use the code SHR10 to save 10% off. And also, during the commercial breaks, listen for the secret word. When you hear the secret word, email it to onair@superhumanradio.net. We are giving away dozens and dozens and dozens of tasty pastries. You can check them out for free that way. Email it to onair@superhumanradio.net. Don't forget to include your mailing address so we don't have to go into this whole email back and forth to get it from you. And sadly, I have a lot of listeners outside the United States. And I'm getting a lot of emails from them with the secret word. And we Legendary cannot ship outside the U.S. They're just not equipped to. They haven't gotten the right approvals from different nations to ship food products outside the United States. So I'm sorry to say that all of you who have been emailing in from outside the United States, we can't do anything right now. But that doesn't mean we aren't saving your names for a later date once we can start shipping the Tasty Pastry outside the United States. And now, without further delay, my buddy, and that is Wade Lightheart. How you doing, Wade?
Carl, doing great.
So you heard my little dissertation. Do you think it's an exaggeration?
No, in fact, I just had Dr. Jacoby on my podcast not that long ago, who is a long-term specialist related to insulin resistance And his whole theory, which he's been working on for 40 years, he's an extremely sophisticated in what I would call medical investigative researcher. And he believes in that sugar plus trauma causes virtually all of these conditions related to blood sugar regulation, plaque buildup, the associative conditions that happened with insulin resistance, like even mental, mental degeneration, everything like Parkinson's and, you know, tingling sensation in the body, heart disease, hardening of the arteries, which is plaque buildup and stuff. Because when you do not manage your blood sugar, when you're getting too much sugar into the system, you start to plaque up, like plaque on your teeth. Right. You eat a sugary thing, you get plaque on your teeth. Now you go, okay, well, how does that relate to magnesium? Well, when you have high levels of blood sugar, you now start moving to a highly acidic condition inside your body. Your blood pH has to stay within a narrow range. And so your body is going to start dumping minerals to offset
buffer
the high acidity.
Buffer.
Now, right. Now here's the thing. We're all hearing about calcium and the importance of calcium as an alkaline mineral and all these sort of things. Now, of course, bone degeneration, osteoporosis, all these sort of things. The calcification of our muscle tissues if you go to Rolfing or you go to these things. Well, why is this happening? You go, well, they say, well, it's part of aging. No, it's not part of aging. It is common, but not natural. And if you go back to the introduction of sugar, which was in high society back in England, a few hundred years ago, the rates of disease and degeneration and all these modern diseases that we have accelerated extensively in the elites who had access to sugar. The commoners were healthy. The elites were sugar. And that goes back to the Bible. Job was talking about this, you know, that you want to eat like the common guy that just has ordinary real food doing real things, not the refined stuff. And when you, going back to the acidic issue, okay, so when you got to neutralize this acid, your body will dump alkaline minerals into it. It's called bicarbonate buffers. Okay, fine. But here's the problem. In North America, over the last 80 years, because we've altered the food production and distribution through technological innovation, we destroyed the microbes in the soil, we used genetic modification, herbicides, pesticides, fungicides. I talked about all this and its ability to disrupt. But all of that has led to very low levels of magnesium. And I think it was Harvard recently released a study showing that over 80% of the population in the United States is deficient in magnesium. Now, magnesium exists in a 2-to-1 ratio with calcium. Now, here's the problem. On top of all this, we have high levels of calcium in our diet.
Right.
And when you have high levels of calcium and low levels of magnesium, body starts dumping calcium out of the body to try and bring the magnesium levels up. So it creates another cascade of things. And magnesium is involved with the enzymes, the activation of the enzymes, and everyone's I've been on your podcast knows about the enzymatic reactions inside of the metabolism and digestion, absorption, and utilization of carbohydrates, fats, proteins. Everything that we consume requires enzymatic, as well as the transitions of glucose disposal. And you need these vital enzymes, which are activated by magnesium. And when you don't have enough magnesium, there's over 600 different biochemical processes that now become compromised inside the body. And diabetes is one of those big ones. And what's interesting, if you can, and for people who want to know a little bit in depth, well, how can I prove that I have a magnesium deficiency? Very, very simple. Go and get a SpectraCell test. Okay, your naturopathic doctor can order it. Maybe if you have a good medical doctor, they can order it. What they do is they take a sample of blood, they ship it off down to Texas, they spin it, okay, and they can tell not what's in your blood, but what's actually getting inside your cells.
Right.
Your ability to absorb, and when you look at this, it's shocking. It's shocking how many people are deficient in magnesium. We've seen I don't even know how many we've seen. We've seen too many Spectra cell tests to count. Almost everybody's deficient in magnesium. And these are people who are taking their health in their hands. These are the people that are going to spend the money to take a Spectra cell test to go right. Get the sophisticated.
So they're probably supplementing. They're supplementing. They're eating a healthy diet. They're focused on this. Yeah.
Yeah. And so what I find very disingenuous about the medical profession at large, and that is the automatic poo-pooing of nutritional science and its impact on your health. The facts of the matter are 99.99% of medical doctors have little to no training in basic nutrition and its role in the functions of the body. And they have an extraordinary amount of training in the use of drugs to combat the symptoms. And the other part of that is who are they reliant on after they leave university for their education?
Yeah, the little girl, who comes in with their little bag on wheels and a sample and says, "Here, give this to your patients." Right.
And let's go one step further, because we have to set the tone of why you didn't hear this from your doctor, because you put this forth. Well, guess what? The doctor, not only is he not versed in the nutritional effects, not only is he not continuously educated unless it's his own interest, and I do know some of those, and those doctors are the first guys to tell you to start dealing with your nutrition, but those individuals can't even comment about these things. They're bound by these legal, they're very smart, intelligent, well-driven, hardworking individuals that are compressed into a very narrow box of what they can talk about, what they can recommend, what they can suggest. And that's why, for the listeners here, and that's one of the great things about this show, Carl, is you use critical factor analysis, critical thinking, and you look at things and go, wait a minute, we just didn't wake up one day with a blood sugar issue. There was something. It's like you just didn't wake up one day and the oil light came on. It came on, but you were leaking oil for a while, right? Or you were burning it. And what people have got to I'm on a rant today because I'm, and I know we get into this, but it's so important. We have turned over our personal authorities, our personal autonomy and authority to doctors, government officials, CDC, the news network, all which are run by their own agendas. And the one common element that we can see is that if you listen and follow those things, you will be stressed out, you will not sleep well, you will be overweight, you will be on a disability-adjusted life by the time you're at the age of 60, and you will not live your best life. And you will die of some horrific, avoidable lifestyle disease. And this blood sugar issue is the thing. So if you want to listen to those people and you want to take whatever the nightly news guy and whatever doctor they wheel up there and tell you whatever you need to do, and this drug is the new miracle drug and all that whole that whole dog and pony show, guess what? You're set up for a problem.
Yeah.
And so we're here to kind of ring the bell. Give people a little bit of information about why they can go test our theory. But then you can get a continuous blood sugar monitor, okay, glucose monitor. There's a companies out there. Don't take my word for it. Hook one up. Watch for a couple weeks. Take a Spectra cell test. Start filling up your mineral profile like magnesium and see what happens. You'll be shocked.
You know what? I wore one for 15 days and it was an eye-opener. But the thing that the continuous glucose monitor is missing is a continuous insulin monitor.
Correct.
So the reality is, without looking at insulin and glucose at the same time, you really don't know. You could have steady glucose levels all day long, but your pancreas is working at 99% of its complete duty output all the time to keep them there. You're just a pebble away from being diabetic. Once the pancreas goes, I'm done, Now the blood sugar skyrockets, and it looks to you like it was overnight, but it wasn't, as you were pointing out a second ago. So
yeah, there's another great test people can take, and it's called the HOMO-IR test,
yeah,
which shows the relationship between insulin and glucose management. I think it's the gold standard.
Yes.
For
it's used in data. It's used in studies. Yeah. When they do studies on blood sugar management, they use the HOMO-IR study in the lab to estimate what's happening in someone's body. Yes. Here's an interesting Dean Paulson says, I was married to a doctor. Don't know if it's the same, but any doctor could eat the best at the best restaurants in town, paid for by the drug reps. Yes, it still is the same. Any night of the week, I am talking unlimited expenses. And then he put in caps, unlimited expenses. They do. They still do that, but they find there's ways that they have to find around it. Now the drug reps have a maximum amount that they can spend on any given doctor. They did tighten up on that. Okay, so if you were to go to PubMed.gov, PubMed.gov, this is like Google for highly intelligent people who want to know more about their body. And you just put in the search area, magnesium followed by heart disease, magnesium followed by insulin resistance, magnesium followed by high blood pressure, you will see ongoing research that's still being done today. You'll see in each of those categories a body of undeniable research that shows that magnesium plays a very, very large role in lowering blood pressure because it's a mineral that helps relax, where calcium is an activator. It actually causes things to constrict. Magnesium causes things to relax. Also, magnesium and insulin resistance. You will see, in fact, what people don't understand is that insulin actually shuttles magnesium into the cell along with glucose. Little known fact. So insulin knows it needs magnesium in that cell. So it takes it upon itself to make sure it gets in that cell, unless you don't have enough magnesium going around in your blood, and it can't do that. There was one study that really taught me the value of magnesium. It was done in 1996 or 97, I believe. It was done in Arizona, and it was done on the Pima Indian Reservation.
Yes.
We believe that the Pima Indians are genetically insulin resistant. Like, they have no choice. They're born and they're insulin resistant. But when they supplemented a bunch of insulin resistant Pima Indians with 600 milligrams of magnesium twice a day, within 6 weeks, their insulin resistance went away. Wait a minute. Their genetic, their DNA, their genes make them predisposed to insulin resistance. How could magnesium correct that? Well, what they failed to realize is that the Native American diet changed once we put them on the reservation. They weren't hunting the buffalo and the deer anymore. They weren't moving as much. They were eating McDonald's. They were drinking booze. They were sitting around, and they weren't getting enough magnesium in their diet. Once the magnesium was supplemented, their insulin resistance went away. Now, number one, why didn't they give all the Pima Indians magnesium supplements forever? Like, that would be the first thing that I would think of, right? But they didn't. They just proved the hypothesis, and they moved on. But think about this. They took a group of people that were previously titled genetically insulin resistant. Because, you know, we hear, oh, genes are everything. Your DNA is everything. And they gave them this simple mineral, magnesium, and they reversed their genetic predisposition, which also tells you that genetics is half good, half bad. But the reality is that people who don't get enough magnesium become insulin resistant, because insulin sensitivity depends on magnesium being in the cell, so much so that the insulin tries to put it there. And if you don't have enough magnesium in your diet, it's not able to do that, and you slowly become insulin resistant. This is so powerful, especially if you come back to what I said at the beginning of the show. 90% of death in America is tangential to becoming insulin resistant first.
Yeah, even the Surgeon General suggested that 90% of the diseases people suffer from in the United States are lifestyle-related issues. And there's all kinds of clinical trials, magnesium, inflammation, obesity, and chronic disease. That was done by the Agriculture Research Service in Grand Forks and said that 60% of adults do not consume enough magnesium. It contributes to widespread pathological conditions, including chronic inflammation. And what characterizes obesity. There's another one about, this was done in Mexico, clinical epidemiology. So Mexico has one of the highest rates of diabetes in the world, and they showed that oral magnesium supplementation improves insulin sensitivity and metabolic control in type 2 diabetic subjects. Type 2. There's also research from the Department of Food and Nutrition that talks about that magnesium enhances exercise performance by increasing glucose availability in the blood, muscle, and brain during exercise. We love that. And then another one here that was done by the Department of Medicines for geriatrics, people in over, this was in Italy, effective oral magnesium supplementation on physical performance in healthy elderly women involved the weekly exercise control. And this is about blood sugar management and glucose disposal, your ability to not rely on insulin. We only think that insulin is the only thing that deals with blood sugar, but your body has a lot of things. And going back to the genetic piece, magnesium is really particularly orotate. There's a lot of research about showing how it impacts his mRNA and DNA and RNA in a lot of processes. So your RNA and your DNA and your mRNA work together in conjunction, and magnesium is one of it's kind of like the trigger on a lot of those processes. And so if you don't have enough of it, and you have there's a variance within genetic advantages. And so if people understand how the body works, it's mega efficient. We've got millions and millions and millions of years of evolution. So if I don't have this, then I'll do this. If I don't have that, I'll do this. If I don't have that, I'll do that. But the potential for optimal genetic expression is there if you provide these critical elements for your body to operate properly. You have access. It's kind of like these codes are in the hard file, the hard drive of your DNA, and we can access it. And I think that magnesium, one of the things that we're seeing is how it's unlocking, and we can talk about sleep, because if you are sleep deprived or you're getting poor sleep, not getting enough deep sleep in your body, then guess what? Your management of blood sugar the next day is significantly different. And we all know what it's like if you've been traveling, you don't get a good night's sleep. What's the one thing that is most common is people start eating more sugar.
Yeah, because impaired sleep leads to insulin resistance very, very quickly. I want to take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the different types of magnesium, because this is what happens. So people go, okay, I'm on it. I want to take magnesium. Then they start looking at magnesium, magnesium oxide, magnesium orotate, magnesium L-threonate, magnesium citrate, magnesium taurinate. They go, okay, wait a minute. If there's all these different magnesiums, which one should I be taking for my particular needs? And in the past, you had to buy a bunch of different forms of magnesium and just kind of put them together yourself, but you don't have to do that anymore. We're going to take one quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to give you a solution to, if you are now stimulated by this discussion, to investigate magnesium for your own health. We're going to show you how to do it easily. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Every day, there's a new wellness trend. Eat that. Do this. Avoid those. How do you know where to start or who to trust? Inside Tracker helps you cut through the noise by analyzing your blood, your DNA, your lifestyle, and your fitness tracker to provide you with a science-backed, trackable action plan on how to live, age, and perform better. Personalize one-size-fits-one recommendations to help you optimize you. For a limited time, Inside Tracker is offering Superhuman Radio listeners 25% off the entire store. Go to shrnetwork.biz/InsideTracker, InsideTracker, to save 25% off. Change begins on the inside. If there is one mineral you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral, powering over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, and even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about a new magnesium product I've been taking now called Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the ultimate magnesium supplement, easily the best I've ever seen or experienced. With all seven forms of magnesium, I was able to arrange an amazing deal for my audience, and I guarantee it's the best deal available on this product. Seriously, with volume discounts combined with our custom 10% coupon code SHR10, you can save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. And I promise that this deal is only available on this specific website, magbreakthrough.com/SHR. You won't find that deal on Amazon or even on the company's own website. Go to magbreakthrough.com/SHR and use code SHR10 to save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. Remember those rectangular toaster pastries you used to love when you were a kid? Well, Legendary Foods has just made them better. The new cake-style tasty pastry is like nothing you've ever had before. With 20 grams of high-quality protein and less than 1 gram of sugar, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off your purchase of tasty pastries. Now available in cookies and cream, red velvet cake, birthday cake, blueberry, strawberry, brown sugar cinnamon, and hot fudge sundae. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use code SHR10 today. Magnesium. Being superhuman means being conscientious about the choices we make. White Oak Pastures is superhuman when it comes to raising livestock. They're committed to animal welfare, land regeneration, and rural revival. They responsibly manage the entire process from the pasture to your doorstep. High quality, pasture raised, great tasting meat from a farm you can trust. Full nose to tail selections. They even have options for your pet. Go to shrnetwork.biz/whiteoak and use code SHR20 to save 20% off your entire first order. You've heard us talk about the power of copper peptides here on the show. Now try it yourself with RestoraCell's amazing new skincare line built on the power of blue copper peptides. All natural, organic, made in the USA, and safe for sensitive skin. Save 30% on their Stem Cell Awakening Serum. Go to shrnetwork.biz/RestoraCell. That's RestoraCell. And use code SHR to save 30% off. Remodel your skin today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Hey, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking about magnesium, and some of you may be going, oh, Carl, magnesium again? But I got to tell you something. I don't think there's anything out there, any one thing out there. It's not metformin. I don't think there's any one thing out there that could have as powerful of an effect on your overall health than magnesium. And we know that since 80% of the population is already magnesium deficient, it's pretty safe for me to say, without sounding like a douche, that you're probably magnesium deficient, because I'm sure I was before I started paying attention to it. So people go and they go, okay, Wade, I'm going to do it. I'll bite. I need to take some magnesium. They walk into their local health food store or grocery store, and there's all these different forms of magnesium. Or in some cases, there's only magnesium. What's it called? Oxide. Yeah, oxide. Magnesium oxide, which is the least absorbable, worst form that you can take. So let's talk, and let's put it right out there. We have the best magnesium supplement in the world sitting right in front of your face right now. It's available at shrnetwork.biz/mag, MAG, SHR10 for 10% off. We have the undisputed heavyweight champion of magnesium supplements right here in your face, Mag Breakthrough. Mag Breakthrough has all of the different forms of magnesium, right?
It does, and I've got some more great news for people because we've just made another recent breakthrough. We're always improving. We have a lab where we test. We have PhDs in microbiome that sees on the digestion absorption of things. And we've just improved the formula again. We never, and that is we've just added a sucrosomial, which is a breakthrough in magnesiums to the blend. So the new magnesiums now have that inside of it because let me give you the story about magnesium because I think it's important for people to understand what makes Bioptimizers, my company, different, why we're so passionate about what we do, and how we were able to come up with this formulation. And I've got to throw some big kudos to the late, great Charles Poliquin, who without his genius
influence
carries forward so much. And for those who don't know who Charles was, he coached gold medalists in 27 different Olympic sports and the who's who of professional athletes. And what was interesting is Olympic athletes are freaks. The level of training and performance that they go through their entire lives to get at that level, it's a level of physiological stress that far exceeds anything that anybody can possibly comprehend under most conditions. Unless you're an Olympic athlete, you don't even. And some people argue that Olympic athletes are, as far as peak performance, are greater than professional athletes because they got to be able to hit it once at the Olympics or once at the national championship. It's not like you go to get a shift or a game or another game. It's very interesting. And Charles noted that different types of magnesium were uptaken by different parts of the body because these athletes were under so much pressure and so much stress. They were burning through excessive amounts of magnesium because it's involved in over 600 different components in your body. And so he started noticing and doing research and said, oh, well, you need this magnesium and need that magnesium. Does this works on the nervous system? This looks for blood sugar distribution. This works for vasodilation. This works for RNA repair, all this sort of stuff. And so I had the good fortune of spending a little time with Charles, and he educated us a long time ago, and I got myself into trouble. People know that story. And then we started developing. We took all the different types of magnesium we could get. Matt and I, we laid them out on our counters with, like, literally I had a whole counter full, and we just started going through each one of them, dosing them up into high doses till we break the GI barrier. We would track that one. We would do the next one. We would do the next one. We would do the next one. And then we started working in combinations, and this took us a while. We test it with our testing team, and that's how we came up with the original magnesium breakthrough. And as I said, we just came out with the 2.0 formula because with the sucrosomial, which is that's the one magnesium which is in a liposomal kind of breakthrough that increases absorbability of it. Mm-hmm. So we've implemented that into the blend, and we don't put any weirdness. We don't put any weird excipients. We don't put any of these other elements because a lot of people say, well, geez, Carl, I see magnesium stearate in my magnesium product or I must be getting enough magnesium.
And that is an excipient. People don't realize that magnesium, yeah. When you make a supplement in a capsule or a powder, and let's say this supplement requires 50 milligrams, and 50 milligrams is the third of the size of a Tic Tac, but you've got this 00 capsule. So what do you mix this 50 milligrams into? You use excipients. They use calcium carbonate. They use like in melatonin. You ever wonder why you have calcium and melatonin? It's not really for the absorption. It's because they needed that tablet to be a certain size. And 5 milligrams of melatonin is like pixie dust on the end of your finger. So these excipients, yeah, magnesium stearate. It's like people think they're getting magnesium. No, you're not getting any magnesium.
Exactly. And so I will make one other point, too, before, because, you know, I always say that you can't supplement your way out of a bad diet.
Yes, I agree.
For those who are looking for foods, you know, legumes, tofu, leafy greens, bananas, most seeds, pumpkin, flax, chia, nuts, almonds, cashews, Brazils, avocados, and of course, most people's favorite dark chocolate are all rich sources of magnesium. And that's not going to provide all the magnesiums, but if you can get it from your diet, that's great. Very, very difficult in North America to do so, but I always like to throw that in there just as a caveat. And then when you start supplementing with magnesium, and we can go into maybe all the different types that you have, particularly, I think personally, if you were, and this is not marketing my brand, if you were to pick one exclusively for insulin regulation, I think probably Orotate has the most literature in regards to insulin metabolism, the studies around Orotate. We have a very healthy dose of Orotate, but we've added all seven because, again, there's all these different magnesium transitions or activators, if you will, in order to regulate blood sugar, because it's not just about what's in the blood, it's what happens at the cell, what happens at the DNA, and magnesium is great for that. So
let's talk about the seven forms of magnesium in the current brand. And then I have another question for you. Why is B6 in there? But we'll get to that later.
You got it. All right. So, you know, going through these, whenever you hear, okay, magnesium, this eight or whatever, just so people can understand, I always like to explain things a little bit. That means it's what the magnesium is bonded to, and and that's going to change the size. And people go, well, wait, why didn't somebody already make a multiple magnesium? Well, the problem was when you get all these different size of magnesium, they don't flow through the nozzles that you go into to make it, and they stick. So we had to get special nozzles to put these together. Then we didn't want to use the chemical-based excipients, right? Because it all sticks. So we had to go through that. And then when we put it into the capsule, we had to get a specialized capsule in order so the caps wouldn't break, okay, because you get breakage in the capsule. So it took us months and months and months to solve all these technical issues when we did kind of get to the point of putting this, what we call the ultimate magnesium supplement together. So just a little history and story, because I always like to explain behind the scenes. So we've got like a magnesium citrate. So this is the one that we put the least amount in. This is the one that people who have particularly digestive, or can't go to the bathroom,
you're constipation,
it draws waters into the intestines. So people use it for acid indigestion and also for as a laxative.
To improve bowel movement, yeah.
That's the one that gives most people the disaster pants. We only put a touch in it because we do want enough water in the cells. Most people are chronically dehydrated. I saw you were drinking some water there, which every health expert will tell you the most boring and important thing that you can do is drink a lot of water.
Drink a lot of water.
And with people who are constipated, they just don't bring water into the intestines. They're dehydrated intestinally. Then there is bisglycinate. So this one is involved with blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, right? Helps break down sugars. Osteoporosis, we talked a little bit about that, reduces bone fractures. Migraine headaches. Migraine headaches is very interesting because migraine headaches are often dealing with vasoconstriction. You constrict the blood flow. Oftentimes it's an inflammatory response, usually because you didn't digest the food and now you have an undigested protein. There's an inflammatory response, constricts that. That's a thing, and that's where magnesium is also good for your heart.
Can I jump in here just for a second, real quick? Don't lose your place. So Dr. Elena Gross was on my show several years ago. Back in the day, in the early 20s, they used to call migraine headaches hypoglycemic headaches because they were seen when people's blood sugar would drop. And I've had some of them, you know, where you get the tunnel vision. Some people call it tunnel vision. Some people call it, you know, halos. They see halos. I was severely dehydrated and in a 3-day fast. And I got into the sauna and I sat in there for 30 minutes straight at 180 degrees. And when I came out, it looked like I was looking through a fish tank of water. And I knew what it was right away, hypoglycemic. That's, you know, I just sat down. I waited for my blood sugar to catch back up with me. But so talking about just connecting dots with magnesium, insulin sensitivity, blood sugar management, and those headaches are almost always triggered by hypoglycemia, which means that you can't manage your blood sugar. So think about the connection and why magnesium probably helps with these types of headaches.
Exactly. Serotonin requires magnesium in order to that. So that feel-good state is everything. And one of the reasons why people crave sugar oftentimes is because of low serotonin levels. And sugar, when you take that, you'll get a drug hit, and then of course then you ride the roller coaster up, and then you go back down again, right? So it's really great for that. Malate, that's particularly in the enzymes. So people have low energy, chronic fatigue, things like that. Then we get into taurate. So taurate, magnesium taurate, it's often considered like a nootropic. It's great for the prevention of migraines, cardiovascular health.
Heart.
But
really
overall,
good for the heart.
Cognition and memory. The other thing is this taurate is good for, it's been shown in studies to improve insulin sensitivity, okay? And that's able to minimize the risk for micro and macrovascular complications mm-hmm. of diabetes, okay? And what happens is you get plaquing inside the little, I call it the dental floss in your body. Most people think that your heart pumps all the blood in your body. Your heart is an electrical magnetic machine. And this comes from my friend, Dr. Horst Filzer, who was the first, he was part of the Harvard team that put he's a vascular surgeon that put the first stent in the body.
Wow.
And he had a student, he said a super genius student that built a mechanical heart. And he told the student, it's not going to work. And he's like, well, why is it not going to work? I'm kind of off topic, but
continue.
Okay? And he said, because the heart is an electromagnetic device. It's an electromagnetic device. Your heart only pumps 25% of the blood. The magnetic pulse is what moves it through the little tiny arterioles and stuff inside your body. And those things get gunked up with sugar. If you don't get the sugar out of your system, it builds up plaque, just like plaque on your teeth. That's what creates the blocking of the oxygen. That's what gives you the numbing effect. That's what makes you start to lose your cognitive ability and your brain function. And magnesium opens up those little tiny dental floss-like parts that supply all the blood, and the electrical impulse from your heart creates a pulse there up to 5 times when you're a kid, about 3 times when you're adult, and it's about 1 time when you're a senior citizen. And so there's a whole lot of research in around that. And magnesium, of course, if you remember the old magnetos, right?
Right.
It's magnesium is what you're using for an electrical current.
And that is fascinating.
I believe, and that was what Horst was telling me, that he believed that the electromagnetic transmissions through the mineralization of the body was an important aspect in order to broadcast signals through the entire system. It's kind of thing. PMS, that's another thing that taurate deals with. And then we get into orotate. Orotate is amazing. This is the one that I think is most important around blood sugar, as well as particularly people who have suffered from damaged heart tissue. When you're talking about issues, RNA, DNA repair, very, very good. ATP production, this is the one that's a real favorite with athletes as well. So it's super amazing in regards to that. And again, another meta-analysis, right? Using this 20 randomized trials suggests it promotes healthy systolic and diastolic function. In addition, magnesium promotes healthy glucose metabolism. And that was a 15-year study with over 4,600 participants about glucose utilization. And here's the other part. When you're managing your glucose really well, you feel good. And when you're not managing it well, you feel bad.
Right.
It's really
mood,
that
mood
simple.
Swings. You get easily agitated. There's so many outward signs, and people don't attribute it to poor anxiety. People who have severe anxiety, 99% of the time, you're responding to a hypoglycemic episode. You don't know why you're panicked. You go, I don't know, something's wrong with me. I just know something's wrong with me. Well, yeah, something's wrong with you. Your blood sugar's dropping. Your brain's going, oh, where's the sugar? We need sugar. That's what it is.
And that's what your anxiety is, because I don't have enough energy to run my brain. So it starts freaking out. Get me some food. Give me some sugar. Give me some. And that, and the thing is when you get in those, you know, those, that blood sugar roller coaster, your body, people go, hey, I can't seem to stop reaching for the sugary treat.
Well, you crave them.
As opposed to creating a whole guilt trip about it, or I'm not capable of it, it can go backwards and say, you know what? I've got some deficiencies in my body, and my body is instructing me to take action in order to keep my brain going to the best of its ability, and we'll deal with the damage later. So you have to go upstream a lot further to stabilize it. And we're seeing so many people that are reporting so many crazy things from magnesium. We never imagined what was going to happen when we started giving people magnesium breakthrough. The flood of testimonials from every walk of life has blown me away. I've never seen anything like it in my 17 years running Bioptimizers. It's amazing. And I think people are going to love it when they take it, and they're going to see the results, and they can track the results. I encourage them to track it and give us the feedback.
We have to take a break. I want to put this placard back up real quick. You can get Magnesium Breakthrough by going to shrnetwork.biz/mag, M-A-G. Use the code SHR10 to save 10% off. If you add the 10% off with some of the opportunities to buy a couple months' supply at a time, we just had someone comment that I put up there. Alan Gurry said he just got a 3-month supply of Mag Breakthrough. And I'm sure he saved big time by buying 3 months at a time when you include the 10%, additional 10% off. So shrnetwork.biz/mag, M-A-G. Use the code SHR10 to save 10% off. Get Mag Breakthrough and give it a try. Give it a try for a good 30 days and see what you start to notice about yourself. My guess is a lot of people are going to notice a lot of things, because a lot more of you are magnesium deficient but don't realize that's why you have the issues that you have. We have a question on the other side of the break about which is the best magnesium for sleep. We'll get to that. And plus, we're going to find out why B6 is in Mag Breakthrough. It's got to be in there for a reason, because these guys don't do anything unless there's a strong reason. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You've heard us talk about the power of copper peptides here on the show. Now try it yourself with RestoraCell's amazing new skincare line built on the power of blue copper peptides. All natural, organic, made in the USA, and safe for sensitive skin. Save 30% on their Stem Cell Awakening Serum. Go to shrnetwork.biz/RestoraCell. That's RestoraCell. And use code SHR to save 30% off. Remodel your skin today. Magnesium. If there is one mineral you should be worried about not getting enough of, it's magnesium. Magnesium is the body's master mineral, powering over 300 critical reactions, including detoxification, fat metabolism, energy, and even digestion is influenced by the presence of magnesium. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about a new magnesium product I've been taking now called Magnesium Breakthrough. It's the ultimate magnesium supplement, easily the best I've ever seen or experienced. With all 7 forms of magnesium, I was able to arrange an amazing deal for my audience, and I guarantee it's the best deal available on this product. Seriously, with volume discounts combined with our custom 10% coupon code SHR10, you can save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough. And I promise that this deal is only available on this specific website, magbreakthrough.com/SHR. You won't find that deal on Amazon or even on the company's own website. Go to magbreakthrough.com/SHR and use code SHR10 to save up to 40% off select packages of Magnesium Breakthrough.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com. Or go to SuperHumanRadio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Remember those rectangular toaster pastries you used to love when you were a kid? Well, Legendary Foods has just made them better. The new cake-style tasty pastry is like nothing you've ever had before. With 20 grams of high-quality protein and less than 1 gram of sugar, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use the code SHR10 to save 10% off your purchase of tasty pastries. Now available in cookies and cream, red velvet cake, birthday cake, blueberry, strawberry, brown sugar cinnamon, and hot fudge sundae. Go to shrnetwork.biz/legendary and use code SHR10 today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Hey, 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 welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're here with Wade Lightheart. We're talking about magnesium. Elise is listening. She said, do we have Mag Breakthrough at home? I said, yeah, we do. She goes, I'm going to start taking it. And, you know, it's this isn't like some fad supplement, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you pick the name. I don't know. This is like foundation. Like it's built into your bones. It's in every cell. This isn't like, I wonder if I really need this. I think so. Do you need oxygen? Do you need blood? Do you need, you know, yeah, you need magnesium too. And we're not getting enough. We know we're not getting. There's another aspect to conventional farming now. You know, I remember meeting a guy at a University of Kentucky who did his thesis on the lack of magnesium in food today and produce, because they he was talking about lettuce. When they grow lettuce, when they cut the head off the stalk, they spray basically salt water on the acre of land or 2 acres of land to help seal that stalk off. So you have a high amount of sodium in soil artificially being introduced. And they do this in a lot of different produce. They add sodium back to the soil, but nobody's adding magnesium back to the soil. And Correct. Let's face it, the ability for that plant to go into the earth and get what it needs is probably maybe 5 feet. It doesn't. The root system isn't going to go very much further than 5 feet down.
Oh, that really that reminds me of something.
Okay,
I gotta share with you.
Good, good.
So I was in India a couple of years ago, attending a health fair, and of course, India has a great tradition in Ayurvedic farming. And I met this wonderful Sikh farmer who had been practicing Ayurvedic farming for many years. And he was they were really upset at him at the conference because everybody's talking Ayurvedic and everybody's fat and out of shape. And I said, well, why don't they like you? And he says, well, if you actually read the Ayurvedic texts, they suggest that the plants need to go longer, the root system, than more than 6 feet below the surface. And you had to plant them at a certain time. And he says, and all of the farming that they're doing now is not getting below the 6 feet. So the nutritional density of the food isn't in alignment with these texts that were been around for thousands of years. And all these guys talking about Ayurvedic, it was, the problem is you don't know what you're growing. So it's great in theory. But in the delivery of actually putting the nutrients that your body needs to be healthy isn't there. So it doesn't matter if you're doing the right thing. If the plant doesn't have it, the plant doesn't have it. And so that's what happens when you have kind of a broad look at something and say, well, it should solve this. And so with Bioptimizers, our strategy and our mission is to end physical suffering and activate biologically optimized health. Take people from sick to superhuman. Okay, that's our goal. Right. Most people get started because something went wrong with them, unfortunately. But when we decided to go after magnesium, which was different than what we were known for originally, which is our whole digestive suite of products, which were probably, I think it's safe to say, the number one digestive yes. health company in the world.
Right.
We started looking at this, and the next biggest target that we thought would contribute to this mission was addressing this massive magnesium issue that was happening in the population with all the correlative problems, sleep disorder, blood sugar issues, osteoporosis, inability to produce neurotransmitters to make you feel happy and good, and heart problems, all these different things. And we're like, muscle imbalances, cramping. It's like, well, let's go out there and make the best magnesium that has ever been built and see if we can do that. And I think we've done it, and it's exciting. And you mentioned earlier you want to talk about a couple things that are in here, and I'll name three of them because I know we want to be mindful of time. Manganese, B6, and humic and fulvic monoatomic blend. Okay, so why would you add those into magnesium? What are those doing in there? Well, humic and fulvic acid are the elements that allow those plants to extract minerals out of the soil and convert them from inorganic into organic matter so that your cells can uptake and deliver.
Interesting.
So most plants today don't have cultivated enough of it because they're grown on such short cycles and they're artificially grown. They don't go through the regular ripening and nutrification process. They're gassed, they're ripe, they're sprayed, they're preserved. And that's why if you get a food off your local organic farm that has been ripened properly as opposed to the supermarket, there's a made you taste the difference. And part of the taste is the nutrient inside it and magnesium being part of it. Humic and fulvic acid is what brings those nutrients into the ripened fruit, the fresh fruit, the vegetable or the fruit that's ready to harvest. And so we've added that in there as well as B6 and manganese. These are transporters. These help convert and break down that magnesium so it's utilizable inside for people so they can get more magnesium out of the pill. It's not enough to take the pill. It's in your stomach. It's in your intestinal tract. You've got to be able to convert it to get it into your bloodstream right. and get it delivered to the cells. Right. And that's what we're experts in. And so we included all those inside it in the precise amounts that would activate it. We have a PhD in this topic. He is an extraordinary guy that worked with us with the best formulator in the industry so that we could combine those two elements so that we would make sure that when you're taking a 250 milligram capsule, that you're getting all 250 milligrams delivered. And that makes it exponentially more effective than taking a whole bunch of another magnesium.
Is there a better form or best form of magnesium to help with sleep?
You know, this is a question that we asked ourselves. Is there one particular form? And to be frank, it's going to be the form that you're most deficient in.
Mm.
And the problem with that is it's very difficult to determine individually what forms that you might be deficient in. That's a big issue. So we solve that problem by making sure you have all of them.
Right. And last question or comment. Robert Thompson is an avid listener of the show, and he actually posted this too late the last time we talked about magnesium. He says, Dr. Davis, I'm assuming he's talking about Dr. Bill Davis, Wheat Belly, makes a mag water out of milk of magnesia and sparkling water and claims that the carbonic acid ionizes the magnesium into solution. So I want to break this down for a second. Milk of magnesia is exclusively magnesium. Is it citrate? Yeah, citrate. That's the one that gives you the runs if you drink too much of it. So that's milk of magnesia. So it's one type of magnesium. It's magnesium citrate. But whether or not putting it in sparkling water adds carbonic acid and ionizes it into a solution – why is it being in solution so important? I mean, most magnesium goes into solution just in water. I don't see any magnesium floating to the bottom.
I'm not familiar with this reaction. So I think it would not be appropriate for me to just kind of give my opinion on it. It would just be an opinion. I haven't looked at the research on carbonic acid and ionization of magnesium. It's a good, I don't know. I'll investigate it. I don't know. I don't know the answer.
My only concern with this is, okay, let's say it does put it into solution, right? Because milk of magnesia is a suspension. You know, that's why it's milky and white. Mm-hmm. But and you create a suspension by putting more magnesium in the water than is absorbable by the water. Anyone can make a suspension by putting in more of something into a solution than it's capable of holding. But even with that being said, what I don't understand is, first of all, this is just one type of magnesium citrate. But what I don't understand is, why is it so important for it to be in solution when you put it into your gut, in your stomach, and there's acid in your stomach, and there's other stuff going on in your stomach, and it's going to be decomposed rather quickly, whether it's in solution or not, whether the water is, because all in solution means is, oh, I can't see any remnant of the magnesium. The water is clear. It's transparent. It looks just like water. That's all in solution means. It doesn't mean that it changes the molecule in any way, shape, or form. And all of that goes out the window once it's in the acidic environment of the stomach. So I'm look, I had Dr. Davis on my show before he did Wheat Belly, when he was all about Track Your Plaque. He had a website called Track Your Plaque when we first came out with the coronal calcium scans. And I have a lot of respect for the guy. He's a really good guy. But this doesn't speak to what we're talking about today, which is it doesn't change the form of the magnesium. It's still magnesium bound to citrate. And it really doesn't change anything that it's in solution any more than if you just drank the milk of magnesia while it's in suspension. That's just my humble opinion. And keep in mind, as a hobby, I'm a compounding pharmacist. And I'm not kidding when I say that to you, because I compound a lot of stuff at home. I've been doing it for 20 years. But anyway, it's interesting. I'm going to have to look into it as well. Okay. One last time, we're going to put this up to let you know about it. And please take action, take a chance, and use this product if you're not. SHRnetwork.biz/MAG, MAG. Use code SHR10. Save 10% off. And there's so many great... If you've used MAG Breakthrough before and you like it, you can buy 6 month supply and save big time. Big time. Again, SHRnetwork.biz/MAG. SHR10 is the code. Fascinating discussion. And remember, come full circle to the fact that just about every disease today is linked to insulin resistance. So the faster you address your potential insulin resistance, and you don't know if you're insulin resistant. In fact, Dr. Kaufman is coming on next week to say empirically that we are all insulin resistant because no one's paying attention to how much insulin they're producing to keep their blood sugar down. Anything you can do that will improve insulin sensitivity will help you live longer and illness free. And I say that unabashedly. I would challenge any scientist to tell me I'm wrong on that one.
Yeah, I would agree with you. One last word,
yes,
too.
Please, please.
All of our products, 100% guarantee. If this is not the best magnesium you've ever took, we just give you all your money back. So we de-risk the deal for everybody, make it real simple and easy. So,
you know what? Nobody ever said that selling snake oil, because they wanted you to make that first purchase. When a company says to you, you know, I don't care if you buy this and you don't like it, send it back. We'll give you all, obviously not the shipping. You can't give them the shipping back because that's a charge that you pay to someone.
No, we will send the labels and pay for the shipping. We send the labels to the person to pay for the shipping to come back. We cover everything.
Are you kidding me?
100%. There is no risk to anybody when they take any of our products. We back them 100%. We cover the shipping. We teach you how to do it. We give you the dosing things that we've learned from all the insider stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else. The whole nine yards. We cover you from top to bottom, soup to nuts. That's our commitment.
You know what?
I've
always heard of money back guarantees or empty bottle guarantees, but they never, never, ever include the shipping.
We include that. We'll send you the labels and you put the return envelope and we got it.
Man, that is out effing standing. Outstanding. Thank you so much, Wade. And no RJ pleasure. Dirk says, thanks, gents. Gonna try it. Just ordered it. So there you go.
Thanks, RJ.
right, look, and Robert Thompson's coming back and says magnesium hydroxide, not citrate. Oh, is it really? Okay, but it's still one form. Still one form. That's still the issue here. And again, being in solution shouldn't change anything. All right, look, we'll see everybody Monday with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for being here today. And to all of you who participate and share the show, thank you. I see everybody next week.